Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Podcast. I'm John Broadbooks, Vice President for Communications, and today we are talking with Jeff Baker, who was just named Deputy CEO for the association in May. Now, Jeff has worked with Illinois Realtors for the past several years on policy issues, and most recently, he was Associate General Counsel for Illinois Realtors. Before that, he worked for the association in a contract role through a Springfield law firm. Jeff is one of the architects, there are many people involved in this, but one of the architects behind Illinois Realtors' successful work to get a new real estate license law through the General Assembly, and it's now awaiting the governor's signature. He's worked closely with member working groups and the association's Springfield lobbying team to shepherd the rewrite to the governor's desk. In his new role, Jeff will take over as CEO in 2021, and as he settles into the job, we thought it might be a good time to chat with him. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
So, okay, there's one awkward question to get out of the way right up front. And this is one I would ask anybody who's taking on such a role. Cardinals, Cubs, or White Sox?
Cubs, for sure. No apologies.
None whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
How did you become a Cubs fan?
My grandmother was a diehard Cubs fan. Actually, her and my grandfather both were. And they started taking me to Cubs games as a child and Cub conventions. And I've been one of the few Cub fans in my family ever since.
Wow, because Auburn, you're from Auburn, mm-hmm. Illinois, just south of Springfield, and that's really kind of more Cardinal territory, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure I'm the only Cubs fan in my immediate family.
Okay, yeah. Great, fair enough. All right, so you're a native of Illinois. You grew up just down the road, as I mentioned. What made you decide you wanted to get a political science degree, and were you always interested in politics?
Politics always interested me, but the truth is that I believed political science would prepare me best for law school down the road. So that's why I ultimately chose that degree during college.
You always wanted to be a lawyer from the earliest age.
I always knew I wanted a law degree. I always knew a law degree could take me into business. It could take me into politics, policy. And funny enough, I've now found my way into a job where I touch on business, politics, and policy.
So you got your degree at U of I in political science, and you headed to Washington, D.C. Now, that must have been just a huge change for you.
It was. Thankfully, I was only about 22 at the time, so I was still pretty naive, and I wasn't intimidated by big cultural or geographic changes. My hometown, as you mentioned, Auburn, was roughly 4,000 people. University of Illinois would 40,000 students alone, let alone the community itself. So for me, college was probably more of an adjustment. But after college, I really just had that young person belief of I can go anywhere and do anything.
So you were going to school there, but you're also working for the Republican National Committee. What was your role there?
Right. Yeah, so those were some really formative years for me just in terms of politics. It really was learning by immersion. That was a 24/7, 365 day a year job and just completely soaked in politics. I worked in the research shop for the RNC, and we looked at everything from legislative proposals to Supreme Court nominees and their backgrounds. If anyone in the White House or on Capitol Hill wanted to do a TV appearance on whatever the issue of the day was, then we prepared the research, we turned it into talking points and sent them on their way. This was right after the 2004 presidential campaign, so we had the lead up to the 2006 midterms. Even the 2008 presidential primaries had already begun. The primaries, not themselves, but the candidates were kind of grouping, and so we did research on them. So we were involved in almost everything at the time.
So it sounds like a pretty wide-ranging experience. How does that apply to what you're doing here today, do you think?
The politics, the game, the messaging, creating narratives, the strategizing, that's where I went in head first out there and learned the ins and outs of it on a federal level and started to see how that played itself out on a state level. And we still see that today here in Springfield.
Now, it's kind of interesting because you got your undergraduate degree in political science, and then you got a degree in public policy. Mm-hmm. Which would seem to track well with that. But then you went back to get a JD.
Right.
So that was kind of a fulfillment of your ambition to always go back and get a law degree.
Law degree was always my path or my plan. I took a few little twists and turns to get there. The master's degree from Georgetown in public policy, the trip to DC for a few years, all before working my way back to Chicago to go to law school. I can't say that I planned it all out that way, but I always planned to go to law school and I always wanted that degree.
Now, you also worked for Mary Madeline.
That's right.
Yeah. What was that like? She sounds like a, just sort of a larger than life character.
She was larger than life. Perhaps the only person larger in life than her was her husband, James Carville. Both of them just great, amazing people, super nice, super down to earth. They had their television personalities and whatnot, but they were just both very welcoming. And in fact, I worked for Mary at the tail end of the 2004 presidential campaign, and she was, you couldn't have asked for a better person to kind of welcome you into the political fold, and get you ready for when things really were going to heat up after the election was over.
You come back to Illinois, you get your law degree, you work in private practice, mm-hmm. For a number of years, and now suddenly you find yourself in a role as deputy CEO for Illinois Realtors. Mm-hmm. What do you see as sort of topping the list of things to do as you get ready to take over this association? And I should mention here that I believe you'll be the fourth CEO in the entire history of Illinois Realtors, and that's 103 years.
Yeah, that's a really humbling stat. And that stat alone just reminds me of the importance of the responsibility that I'm being given. And that just, that's something I think about every single day. What's most important to me right now is, for me, it's Gary Clayton has been here for over 30 years. That is a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and it's not often that a successor gets to spend this much time with the person that they're succeeding. And so right now, my immediate priority is to just take advantage of that as much as possible, take advantage of that resource as much as possible.
Now, you take over at an interesting time because we're getting ready to start another round of strategic planning,
mm-hmm.
Where we sort of determine how our goals mesh with the goals for really our members, mm-hmm. and what our value is going to be to members. How do you approach this?
I think you just approach it with the same perspective that I approach our purpose and our mission altogether, which is to be a constant for our members. I think in the world of in real estate, if you look back at the last 10, 20, 30 years or even longer, things are always changing. Just on technology alone, something changes every single day. It seems like there's a new technological advancement being put into play just in our industry. And I think for us, if you zoom out, if you look at our mission, if you look at the Realtor brand, what we're there for is to be one of the most valuable resources to our members and to just always be a constant for them. So just from the perspective of strategic planning, that's my view, that's my vision is look at what our constant role is for our members, and how can we be reliable, steady, stable resource for them in the future.
Housing policy can be pretty complex, and nowhere is that more evident in just the recently completed rewrite of the state's license law. How did you approach this? Because, I mean, you were going, I've been by your office, and you were sort of closeted in there going line by line through this very thick stack of documents. How did you approach this?
So I'm a big fan of the phrase, the question, how do you eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time.
And that was a big elephant.
It's a really big elephant. But that's what we did. We took that license act apart, section by section, and we asked the question, how can we make this better? The only reason we were able to actually answer that question for every single line or every single section of the act was that we had teams of members who were giving us all of their ideas and opinions. We have a general counsel who knows the history of the act and its implementation forwards and backwards by memory. We have a government affairs team who can make a very overly complicated legislative process seem incredibly simple. And they all came together and they all worked with IDFPR and they were able to get the thing done. And I think if you look at it now, largely, it's a really great success story.
Jeff, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Really appreciate you being here. I know this is sort of like drinking from a fire hose, even mm-hmm. though you had a number of years experience with mm-hmm. this organization. So
yep.
So we appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.